Freshed Out, a novel by Eva Hudson. Chapter 1. The whole thing took less than a few seconds. A moment to shove the woman sideways, another to drag the straps of the purse from her shoulder, then finally a second more to snatch and scoop the bag into his arms. Then the young Caucasian male was away, barging into a crowd of early morning office workers making their way sedately along the Thames, just east of Waterloo Railway Station. Special Agent Ingrid Skyberg saw it all happen in slow-mo as she ran past. She glimpsed the woman's mouth form a wide, silent O, throw up her hands in disbelief, then scream at the top of her lungs. Ingrid had just been getting into her stride, feeling her muscles warm, absorbing the faint heat of the early morning April sun on her face. "God damn it," she said to no one in particular. "Why this morning?" She pulled up fast. The perp was escaping behind her and turned on a dime. A few seconds later, she was in pursuit, all her previous momentum moving with her again as she tried to accelerate through the crowd. "Stop!" she shouted, pumping her arms faster. "FBI!" Then she remembered herself, threw a glance over her shoulder and yelled at the mugging victim to call 911. The woman looked at Ingrid blankly. "I mean 999! Call 999!" Ingrid turned face front again and quickly realized she had lost the perp. She scanned a sea of mildly disgruntled faces and shouted at them to get the hell out of her way. Scrutinizing the very edges of the crowd, she spotted him again, his shaven bright white head appearing a few inches above the general mass of commuters. She formalized his description in her head for later. White, male, 5'11", 170 pounds, bald head, no more than 20 years of age. For a moment, she considered grabbing her phone to relay the details to the local cops when the cell started to vibrate, tingling against her bicep. Whoever it was would have to wait. The crowd cleaved in two in front of her, opening a central channel. Ingrid pumped her arms harder and gulped a deep breath, forcing air into her lungs as they were just starting to burn. She lengthened her stride and lifted her chin a little. She was starting to enjoy herself. She hadn't felt this alert since the last Academy refresher course. And that had to be at least 6 months ago. No, longer. She quickly counted the weeks she'd been in the UK and realized she hadn't been home for over 4 months. The embassy job was meant to be a temporary posting. How had she let it stretch out this long? 30 yards ahead of her, the perp changed direction, darting quickly right, away from the river, and up a spiral flight of bright yellow-painted concrete steps. He was tiring, and Ingrid was gaining on him with every stride. "Stop! Police!" she yelled, as she took the first 4 steps in a single leap. She pushed hard against the concrete spiral with her arms, using the extra momentum as leverage to shoot her up the staircase faster. She looked up just in time to see a bottle of water hurtling toward her from above. She ducked quickly left, the half-liter of Evian bouncing harmlessly off her shoulder. "Son of a..." When she reached the top of the steps, she located her quarry crossing an expanse of concrete paving, discarding items from the woman's purse as he went. Finally, he dropped the bag itself, but held onto a bright pink pocketbook. He ran toward a set of steps leading down to the road at the back of the Royal Festival Hall. She couldn't let him reach the road. There were too many escape routes at street level. She lengthened her stride, for a split second enjoying the lactic burn in her quads. He was only a dozen or so yards ahead now. 3 yards out, she lurched forward and snatched at his jacket, managing to catch the hem in a fist. The sudden jerking movement forced the pink wallet from his hand, and it flew into the air. Ingrid pulled up sharp and yanked hard on his jacket, then attempted to reel him in. When his head was only inches from hers, her cell phone started buzzing again. She couldn't ignore it again. Distracted for a moment, she didn't see the perp wriggle free of the constraints of his coat until he had slipped right out of her hands. He glanced at her, eyed the pocketbook on the ground, hesitated a moment longer, then flung himself toward the metal stairway. When he reached it, he stopped, turned, and gave Ingrid the finger before running down the steps. Ingrid had to resist the temptation to follow him. Right now, she had more important things to attend to. She snatched the cell phone from its pouch. "Agent Skyberg."
"You took your time."
I've been making the streets safer for the good citizens of London. Almost. She stooped down and snatched the wallet from the ground, and then retraced her steps, gathering items as she went, a treasure trail of the content of every woman's purse. She pulled up short of the packet of condoms. Ingrid supposed it was always best to be prepared. Even at 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. "What's up, Sol?" She wondered briefly why the assistant to the deputy section chief was calling her himself. Sol cleared his throat, then started to cough. Ingrid had to pull a phone from her ear while she waited for him to compose himself. Finally, there was silence at the other end. Either the assistant deputy had choked to death, or he was quietly wiping the tears from his eyes. "Sol?" She heard a deep inhale.
"Deputy Chief Loudon has personally requested you deal with this case urgently."
"Loudon?"
"Get yourself down to St. Pancras Hotel, in King's Cross. The victim is waiting for you there."